What's new in business news, September 25th, 2013? DTAC's 4G dream rejected, seaside safety plan to be tested in Pattaya, and gold exchange proposed for gold trading transparency. Telecommunications. DTAC's 4G proposal rejected. The National Telecom Regulator, the National Broadcasting and Telecommunications Commission, or NBTC, has rejected a proposal by Total Access Communication, or DTAC, to run a fourth generation, or 4G, mobile broadband service under the existing concession. The NBTC said DTAC needs to ask permission to do so from its concession owner, the government telecommunications monopoly, Cat Telecom, and that DTAC could face legal action if it moves ahead with its 4G plan without Cat's approval. Colonel Setapong Malisuan, an NBTC vice chairman, said DTAC must negotiate an amendment of its 2G mobile concession contract with CAT, and that the NBTC has no authority to intervene in this matter. DTAC chief executive John Eddie Abdullah has insisted his company can run 4G service under the existing 2G concession, saying that mobile operators were earlier allowed to upgrade their 2G networks to 3G using high-speed packet access technology. Tourism safety, Pattaya to trial seaside safety plan. A study found that the majority of boat accidents in the sea off Pattaya and Koh Lan are caused by driver carelessness and violations of the law. For example, drivers too often exceed the speed limit, fail to reduce speed in risky situations, and overload passengers. Boat accidents off Pattaya are a regular occurrence. In April this year, 18 South Korean tourists were injured in a speedboat crash, two of whom suffered severed legs. In August, two Chinese tourists were killed and three injured when their speedboat struck an anchored vessel off Pattaya. Government officials and tourism operators have launched a campaign in Pattaya to increase maritime safety and prevent accidents. The campaign is intended to set a precedent for other coastal tourist destinations across the country. Under the Pattaya model, safety zones would regulate different water sports and recreational activities, including swimming, banana boats, jet skis, and parasailing, while areas for different activities would be clearly separated into zones by lines of buoys. Boat operators will be required to attend courses and comply with maritime safety laws or face fines and license suspension or revocation. Gold. Gold exchange proposed to enhance transparency. Seven local gold futures dealers have proposed the central bank and capital market regulators set up a spot gold exchange to enhance Thailand as a regional gold trading hub. For such a market to have an edge over others in Southeast Asia, regulations governing the market must be relaxed, such as allowing the market to trade in U.S. dollars and extend the trading period to be on par with others that trade around the clock. The spot gold exchange would help boost the transparency of gold trading. The move comes after Thailand's central bank found that the amount of foreign exchange transactions in gold trading was greater than the actual gold import and export value, indicating potential foreign exchange speculation. The central bank has also requested that gold shops disclose information about their transactions outside the Thai Bourse's future exchange, including online gold trading of physical gold. Bank of Thailand data show gold imports in the first 7 months this year totaled U.S. $10.9 billion, or 8.3% of the total gold import value. The high level of gold imports is also blamed for the country's current account deficit at 0.2% of gross domestic product. Last year, Thailand imported $12.4 billion worth of gold, or 5.6% of the overall gold import value. Gold futures volume has been considerably subdued in recent months. Gold has fallen sharply in value, and some gold futures brokers have started sending orders to other gold markets, such as the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.